This hearing of the Senate Community Regional Affairs Committee will now come to order. It is now 1:47, Tuesday, March 26, Belts 105. Members present are Senator Giesel, Senator Bjorkman, and myself, Senator Dunbar. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Before we begin, I'd like to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Community Regional Affairs Recording Secretary, and Joseph Giesbrecht from the Juno LIO for staffing the committee today. We have one item of business on our agenda, an introductory hearing on HCR 8, Honoring Vietnam War Veterans, sponsored by Representative Laddie Shaw. We will hold invited and public testimony and hold the resolution for further consideration. All right. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Not seeing any. I'll ask the sponsor and staff, Buddy Witt, to please come forward to deliver a brief introduction for the resolution.
Thank you, Senator Dunbar and committee members. First, I'd like to say I am neither a recipient of a Purple Heart or do I have any effects of Agent Orange. But I served with members who have Purple Hearts and have been affected by Agent Orange. We talk about the tragedy that Agent Orange has brought about that's affected over 2 million veterans from my generation. I went to Vietnam in September of 1970. Agent Orange was coming to its most volatile use towards the end of 1970 and early part of 71. The demands of what I did were basically in the depths of the Vietnam jungle, South Vietnam, in the Mekong Delta. Agent Orange was used to defoliate the jungles so we could operate at night, basically to kill everything in its midst, everything that it touched, poison rivers, ruined crops. The tragedy is that many suffered from exposure to Agent Orange. We estimate there are 300,000 of my generation died from Agent Orange. I offer this resolution just because I feel Vietnam veterans deserve some recognition. They did not get a Purple Heart for the effects of Agent Orange, but they've never really been recognized for the tragedy that took place. I'd like to make a couple comparisons to Agent Orange and something called Roundup. Agent Orange was brought about, a class action suit was brought about in 1979 to compensate veterans that were victims of Agent Orange. $180 million was given in compensation to 2.5 million veterans. By comparison, Roundup, which is a weed killer, settled a lawsuit for about 125,000 individuals for $10 billion. And they were basically the same ingredients. And Agent Orange was a weed killer. It affected not only veterans of my generation, but it affected approximately 4 million Vietnamese veterans. 2005, I went back to Vietnam to visit. Alaska Pacific University invited us, five of us, to go back and make comparisons from the history of our time and modern day Vietnam. We went to an area called Friendship Village. Friendship Village was a VA clinic environment for North Vietnamese and Viet Cong soldiers, my former enemy. While we were there, we saw the physical and emotional and mental effects from Agent Orange, the birth defects, the cancer. And we're talking 35 years later. It was overwhelming, heart-wrenching. While I was there, I was given a book by one of my former enemies, The Sorrow of War. And this book highlights the effects of war, and a big part of it was Agent Orange, that has affected that community for 50 years. It poisoned the rivers, it decimated the crops, and they're still recovering. So I come to you today in support of this resolution, and I want to thank Senator Dunbar and Senator Bjorkman for co-sponsoring the bill on your side in support of this. All I ask is an ounce of recognition to those that have served and to those that have suffered. And with that, I'd like to have my staffer, Buddy Witt, give a little overview of the Orange Heart Medal Foundation.
Through the chair, for the record, Buddy Witt, staff to Representative Shaw. I'm going to make my comments pretty brief out of respect for you and your committee time, Mr. Chair. First, just to give a little history on how this came to be introduced, the Orange Heart Medal Foundation and a representative is here today to speak about the foundation. And they approached us, and this is an organization that was established just a few years ago to work at the state level in passing resolutions to recognize Vietnam veterans who have been who have suffered because of Agent Orange exposure, to give them some recognition. And they have set up the Orange Heart Foundation. For the committee's consideration, I will tell you, after researching the foundation, they are a legitimate nonprofit. I have looked at their 990. They have a very small amount of cash that they carry over year to year, and no paid employees. These are all volunteers, and they are Vietnam veterans who have either been victims of Agent Orange exposure, or their spouses, family members, who do the work of the foundation. Key points of the concurrent resolution before you. And then, Mr. Chairman, if it be your wish to go to Robin to explain more about her experience, some of the experience of those who have suffered from exposure. The concurrent resolution simply tries to do 8 things. It recognizes the service of Vietnam veterans during the Vietnam War, and recognizes their exposure. It recognizes the extent of that exposure, highlighting the widespread use of Agent Orange, how it's approximately 2.6 million American soldiers were affected by exposure. It recognizes the many health impacts that have been recognized both by the VA and the CDC that have been offsets of that exposure. It recognizes that there has been and continues to be a lack of formal recognition. There's an absence from the federal government in recognizing veterans affected by Agent Orange as casualties of the Vietnam War. It expresses gratitude and honors those Vietnam veterans. It makes a call to action to continue to honor these veterans and recognize their heroism, not only now but in the future. And it commits to future generations to emphasize the historic nature of this incident and to ensure that we never conduct ourselves in this way again. And the purpose overall is just to clarify that we aim to formally, as a legislature, aim to formally recognize and honor the victims of Agent Orange. I will also say, for the committee's edification, that all the numbers, all of the references in the resolution has been double-checked by multiple folks, and we have verified that the information contained therein is correct and accurate. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'm free to take questions, or Robin from the Orange Medal Foundation is available through Teams.
Thank you, Mr. Witt. Are there any questions for Senator Giesel?
Yes. Excuse me. The resolution doesn't call out at the end to whom this will be sent. Is there a recipient indicated?
Through the chair, Senator Giesel, thank you for the question. This is a resolution for the legislature, speaking to the legislature and to the will of the legislature. Once this is signed by the government, it's just a statewide recognition. What the purpose of this is to then be a catalyst for the Agent Orange, for the Orange Medal Foundation, to then reach out and try to contact family members or actual veterans to make sure that they know that this recognition, the actual Orange Heart Medal, is available to them, but also speaks to the people of the state of Alaska that we as a legislature recognize. This is not intended to be sent to DC. It is not an ask for the federal government. It is a state resolution.
Thank you. Just a brief follow-up, though, but it will be sent to the Orange Heart Medal Foundation.
A copy. Apologize. Yes, Senator Geisel, through the chair. Yes, we will be giving a copy to them for their records.
Thank you.
And if I may add, I believe this would be the ninth state in the nation that has passed such a resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Wood. Senator Geisel, do you have any follow-ups?
No follow-up. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Geisel. Senator Bjorkman, any questions? Okay. We will go now to invited testimony. We have on the line Robin Spence. She's a Vietnam veteran spouse and advocate for the Orange Heart Medal Foundation. Ms. Spence, can you hear us? Oh, it looks like you're on mute, Ms. Spence. No, you know what? We're having a little audio-visual challenge right now. We're going to... I think you're good on your end. We're working on our end. One moment. Let's see. We'll take a brief Eddie's. We have a guest, Ms. Spence, can you hear me? We can't hear you, but someone should have just sent you information. Can you call in and we will take your testimony over the phone. And we're going to go back off the record until we have you. we'll come back on the record. Hopefully we now have Ms. Spence over the phone. Ms. Spence, can you hear us?
I can. Can you hear me?
We can. Wonderful. Thank you for testifying. If you don't mind just saying your name and organization and put yourself on the record and begin your testimony.
My name is Robin Spence. I'm the North Carolina representative for the Orange Heart Medal Foundation.
Oh, thank you. Please begin your testimony.
Well, my testimony, I'd like to start by saying thank you all for this meeting today. Thank you for the invitation and for the consideration of this resolution for the Orange Heart Medal Foundation. As you've already heard testimony, our foundation was started in 2018 by a Navy Vietnam veteran by the name of Ken Gamble. He was undergoing some cancer treatments while in a VA facility, and his roommate was calling for help, and no one would come. After some time, he got out of his bed, and he went over to help his roommate and said, you know, brother, what do you need? And he said, I need some water. And he said, well, I can get you some water. And they said, no, you can't. He said, what do you mean I can't? And they said, they're doing some measuring, intake and output. Therefore, you know, they have to get it for me. So with that, Ken went outside, went down the hall, and he found some help to come and assist his roommate. And he got back on his bed. And he laid there. And he was thinking, you know, this is ridiculous. Here's another victim of Agent Orange exposure, suffering, crying for help, and nobody's coming. And somebody needs to do something about it. So he decided the someone was him. So while he laid there in that bed, he began to draw. And he designed what we now know as the Orange Heart Medal. It was designed according to the specifications of the Purple Heart, which is recognized by the Department of Defense. But he did this as a way to recognize these veterans who some may have received Purple Hearts and some may have not. However, if they were exposed to the Agent Orange dioxin, they were all injured while they served their country. And they're laying here. They're dying at a rate of almost 500 per day. So with that, he asked to be released from the hospital, and he went home, and he drafted some legislation, and he actually went to Washington, and he stood on the floor, and he addressed 100 senators, and he asked them to recognize the Vietnam veteran as combat wounded and to recognize the Orange Heart Medal. He explained that he had started the foundation in 2018 and that it was our mission to honor the Vietnam veterans that had returned home who were exposed to Agent Orange dioxin and who suffered the health effects that were caused by the exposure with the Orange Heart Medal. We would take it a step further for the Vietnam veteran who had already passed because of the effects of Agent Orange. We would award an Orange Heart in their memory to a surviving family member. He was asked, do you want a grant? His answer was no. He was asked, well, do you want a day? And ironically, Vietnam Veterans Day is 3 days away. He said, no, I want you to honor this medal, honor the veteran. Honor the Vietnam veteran that was exposed to Agent Orange. Legitimize this medal. Of course, he was turned away. He was told to go back home, do some more research, come back, and represent at a later date. Well, he went home, back to Springfield, Tennessee, and he met with his state representative, Savi Kumar. Together, they drafted legislation in the language of the state of Tennessee. Tennessee would become the first state to recognize the Orange Heart Medal and to recognize the Vietnam veteran exposed to Agent Orange dioxin as combat wounded. Since that day, which occurred in 2019, we now have 11 states that have adopted legislation according to each state's bylaws. With that being said, I'm before you today as the surviving spouse of a Vietnam veteran who was exposed to Agent Orange dioxin. I lost my husband in 2018. I represent many other widows who suffer the same loss, who watch their loved one suffer the effects and have no recognition. Quite simply, they feel like they have been forgotten. It is the mission of the foundation to make sure that no one feels that way again. We also wish to represent the children and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren that could also suffer the generational effects of Agent Orange dioxin exposure, just like in the Vietnamese children with the Vietnam veteran. The DNA is altered. There is research at Vanderbilt University that shows that it can affect up to the fourth generation in male veterans and the fifth generation in female veterans. And ladies and gentlemen, that is astounding to think that if we do not honor these veterans as they should be, then another 50 years from now, there could be children affected by altered DNA of their granddad or great-granddad. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your attention to this. And it is my utmost wish that you would take this resolution into consideration and that you would adopt it in the state of Alaska. Our foundation is nationwide. We will work tirelessly and efficiently to make sure that our Vietnam veterans are represented as they should be. I thank you all so much for your time, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Spence. Are there any questions for Ms. Spence? I'm not seeing any. Thank you very much, Ms. Spence. If you'd like to stay with us, you can. Otherwise, we are going to move on. We're going to start with opening public testimony. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify on this bill? Not seeing anyone. I'm not seeing anyone online as well. With that, I'm going to close public testimony. So I wanted to ask Representative Shaw, I wanted to ask a question. So both your staffer, Mr. Witt, and Ms. Spence mentioned recognizing or legitimizing the Orange Heart Medal, but I don't see that actually in the resolution. Is that language actually in the resolution, or is that a different sort of any kind of formal recognition for the medal itself? Is that something that's sort of contemplated at a later date?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Buddy Witt. The medal is not mentioned in the resolution, and I believe I could go back and research it. I don't believe the medal is specifically mentioned in the vast majority of the resolutions in states where this had been passed. Okay. Our decision to draft a resolution rather than an actual bill that recognized the medal was in the hopes that in the future perhaps the medal will be recognized at the federal level. And also there would be it would be a much more lengthy discussion, possibly fiscal note impacts, other items, if we tried to pass legislation that codified this. The bill sponsor and also the foundation's preferred method is through a resolution. There's still work being done at the federal level. But much like a lot of the work that happens at the federal level, if there is a large very motivated number of states that have passed this, perhaps there will be federal action. As of now, it is the bill sponsor's intent to pass the resolution, recognize Vietnam veterans who have been exposed as a baseline. And then if there are other developments in the future, then we look forward to it.
Thank you. Any additional questions? Senator Giesel.
Yes, Mr. Witt, so H.R. 4982 didn't pass. It's in our packet. It's a House resolution from, let's see, 2021.
House resolution, I'm sorry, through the chair.
4982, 117th Congress for session to establish Agent Orange Veterans Service Medal.
It did not pass. That's correct, is my understanding. This was through the chair. That's correct. I have the HR in front of me, and it's my understanding that this did not pass and that there is no federally recognized medal for those who have been exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam.
Thank you. A follow-up, Senator Giesel?
No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your answer, Mr. Witt. Any other questions for the bill sponsor? Not seeing any. And I'll note for members of the public, though I close public testimony, we always take written testimony. And if you'd like, you can send an email to either committee members or scra@akledge.gov. With that, I'm going to set this bill aside for further consideration, and we will bring this hearing to a close. I want to add that, an amendment deadline for HCR 8 will be set at a later date, but if any members are working on amendments, please let our office know soon. For HB 279, Representative Kronk's Local Boundary Commission bill, I've set an amendment deadline for Thursday, March 28th at 5 p.m. So please let our office know and submit amendments digitally to Legislative Legal by that time. All right. With that, the time is, where are we at now? 2:18, and this hearing in the Senate Community Regional Affairs Committee is now adjourned.